Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Yummy and Fearless podcast with the Side Chicks. I'm Yummy.
And I'm Dark Phoenix.
We are women of a certain age. We are more than caretakers, though. We still have desires, dreams, aspirations.
And we know that we still fucking matter. And when we get together, sometimes ish gets crazy.
Oh, yeah. We talk about sex, all different kinds.
We talk about pop culture.
Oh, and guess what? We talk about getting older.
You got to know it. But we're fearless.
And we fearlessly push the envelope.
Yes. So follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and even Pinterest at Yummy Fearless.
Listen to us on any listening platform. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, iHeart, Good Pods, and anywhere you listen to podcasts. Find us on yummyfearless.com for bonus content. In this episode, we state that someone was arrested for the murder of Shanquilla Robinson. That turned out to be incorrect information. At this time, no reputable source has confirmed whether or not anyone has been arrested. So please disregard that part of it. But we are very hopeful that in the future, somebody will be. What's up?
So tell me, you said they caught the girl who...
Yes, for the Shanquilla Robinson case. As of today, which we are recording on the 29th of November, Interpol, she's in federal custody.
Really?
Yes. Dejanae Jackson.
Thank God.
They got her. So they I guess she'll be running, or how did they catch her? I don't know. But they came at night, it said. So they must have ran up in there like, you coming with us.
She deserves the full weight of the law.
Yeah. So the one that's in the video, and I'm not even going front. I don't wish bad on anyone, but I am very happy that someone has been arrested. But I want the rest of the Cabo Six. I don't know what the charges should be for all of the members. But at least five of them.
Accessory to a murder, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. I don't know if that's a thing in Mexico, but they should all be held accountable. Whoever was holding the camera. I don't even know how did the footage even get leaked?
I don't know. I've heard theories. Like somebody was saying that maybe one of the other girls leaked it. I don't know. But the thing is, also, while Dejanae was beating her while naked, somebody was FaceTiming someone while it was going on. So yeah. And also when they came back from Mexico, Dejanae was telling people that she whooped her ass. So word got out because even her family heard about it.
So they knew that this girl is a monster then.
Oh my
gosh. By the time they got back, obviously she had passed.
She was gone. She was gone.
So but she knew she killed her. She had to know she killed her.
They knew. And they went to visit her mother repeatedly. Before that video was public, they kept going to visit with Shanquilla's mother, which to me, they were doing a few things. They continued the story, but like her mother said that every individual had a different version of it because it's hard for six people to tell a lie or to tell a version of something. Even if they're not trying to lie, it's difficult for six people to be consistent. But her mother said that each of them had a different story. So she already was like, she didn't believe it. Then I think at one point she and her other daughter had heard that they jumped on Shanquilla. So they asked them, like, I think the third time they came, and I believe Dejanae was one of the girls with Khalil, her best friend, the one that was recording it. They asked them, did you, were y'all fighting? Did you jump on her? And they were like, oh, no, no, no.
Oh, my gosh. I just.
And kept on coming over until that video came out. She ain't heard nothing from him since.
I did not watch the video. I didn't watch it. I couldn't. Obviously, the young lady must have taken her last breaths during that time. But from what I have heard in the still shots that I've seen, it's horrendous.
It is. It is.
I'm just wondering why would they do that? Why would she? What, under what circumstances? What would necessitate or that?
I cannot imagine. Along with the fact that I can't imagine me and a set of friends going into a room and watching it and like coaching a fight. I cannot imagine that.
And the girl is naked. And not fighting back. There was nobody to defend her. Nobody to say, hey, okay, that's enough.
That girl was wailing on her. Like, to the point where it's like, why haven't you joined the UFC or something? If you bout it like that. And at one point she even tried to, and it may have landed. Like, she kicked her towards, she was already on the floor and she was like wailing on her. Then she like kicked her towards her face. I'm like, do you know how foul you have to be to kick somebody in their fucking face?
Was she saying anything?
She said something like, I'm tired of her shit. But Shanquilla, so the guy that her best friend that was recording it was like, Quilla, can't you fight back? And she was like, no. So I don't know. But her parents said that she wasn't raised fighting. You know what I'm saying? She does. And I get that because I've never been in a fight in my life, you know, mm-hmm. and I wasn't raised fighting, you know, as even my siblings, we weren't allowed to fight. So mm-hmm. I don't have no background in fighting either. So I get how if that's not like a normal reaction for right. everybody.
Right.
You know, and especially apparently they woke her up out of her bed because
I was thinking she probably was stunned.
Stunned. And she was naked.
What did her family say?
They said she sleeps naked. So that's why people are kind of assuming that they went into, because it was the master suite that she was staying in, because apparently she had the master suite because they're saying that she paid for the whole villa because, you know, she was a successful businesswoman, young girl doing her thing. So apparently she paid for the whole thing. So she was in the master suite and that's where they're recording. It is in the master suite. So more than likely, they pulled that girl out of the bed and she's naked.
What kind of monster? Even if I'm trying to think of under what somebody would have had to hurt one of my loved child. Ones or for me to my do child. Something like that,
mm-hmm.
to ambush somebody who is mm-hmm. not, who is basically defenseless.
Not fighting back. Not even, I mean,
what could she have done? What could she have done to deserve that? I don't understand what she, I mean.
There is nothing. Because here's the thing. You can, like, not fuck with her no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to.
And we all grown? We're all grown people.
We not even in college together. We don't have to fuck with each other. But to say I'm going to do a slug match is insane. And the even crazier part, they were all college educated, attended an HBCU
Mm-mm-mm.
in North Carolina. Because my first thing, so when I think of like that age and I think of like my most recent friend group
mm-hmm.
would have been people I knew from college, similar right. to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still like, I could never in a million years.
I didn't think they were college anybody, educated.
I didn't either. At
I
first.
Was thinking they were just some hood rats. Some or
straight
something.
Hood shit. That's what I thought.
That's that makes it even just
even more bizarre.
It's like, why would you? She must have for her to break her neck. Mm-hmm. That means that you had to have done like a suplex or something on her.
Yeah. Yeah. And they say that there are other videos. And so, but they
other videos?
Been, yeah, they haven't been published yet. So one theory was that they're saying one of the other girls, Winter Donovan, that she allegedly did the final death part, that she like body slammed her by her neck. And apparently she went limp after that. That's what they say, but that stuff hasn't been made public yet. But they didn't arrest Winter. They only arrested the girl that everybody saw in the video, Dejanay. So I don't know what's actually fact or not. But yeah. So it is just and her father said that when they finally got the body back and he went and saw the body, he said he knew it was not no damn alcohol poisoning because she had like a busted lip, not in her head. Mm. So she her remains looked fucked up. So of course you go see your baby.
Have mercy.
Yeah. I'm not even going front. I have been livid, you know, on a number of levels. One, I relate to her as a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't have friends that didn't dislike me on some level until mm-hmm. I got to college.
Mm.
Until I got to college, everybody I knew was on some bullshit.
So you're saying that before you got to college, you had friends who, quote unquote, frenemies, or frenemies. When you got to college. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so not until I got to college
did you have real friends.
Real friends.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just, you know, being honest, like, I get how that shit happened. So apparently this young lady was successful in her businesses. Mm-hmm. She did children's hair and she sold clothes in a boutique. And apparently she was doing really well, better, I guess, than some of her, you know, air quotes, friends. And she was a pretty girl.
Mm-hmm. Very pretty.
And I guess she was nice and generous. And the theory is that there was just a high degree of jealousy.
Why would I don't understand how you have to be hateful as hell
mm-hmm.
to attack somebody who is nice. Who yeah. helped get and support somebody who, it makes me wonder, did they bring her there just so that they could do that?
That's what people are wondering, you know, and the guy who that was reporting that? Was supposed to be her best friend.
He wasn't her best friend. There's no way.
He wasn't even her friend.
He was her best friend. He wasn't even right. He wasn't even her friend. He what kind of friends friend. Are these?
What? Look, I've had people I'm cool with, you know what I'm saying, that were my friends on a light level. I wouldn't even do no shit like that to them.
I'm telling you.
Not to mention somebody I would leave the country with.
Right.
And then the other thing is like, you know what? We ain't even at home. Let's just get through this.
Yes.
Because when we get home, we don't have to fuck with each other. And that's it. But how do college educated professional pursuing women behave in a such a way? Even had that young lady not died, that would not have been an acceptable scenario, no. Period.
Mm-mm.
How? And apparently this girl just had a baby.
Mm. The one that they arrested?
Yes. And you know what's also, if there's been any humor in this, is that the Mexicans thought she was transgender. And they had it. They still had it in reports that she was transgender.
The one who was hitting her?
Yes. So apparently she's a bit on the tall side and she is a handsome nigga.
Maybe she is transgender.
She a handsome nigga. But the hilarious thing is Mexico. He's saying she's trans.
That's what she gets. So, you're going to go down in infamy.
Yeah, honey. Your karma is coming for that ass. Coming for that ass. But they had her. And then somebody went and photoshopped the picture and took the hair off of her. And I ain't going to lie. When I first saw it, I was like, that is a nigga.
I haven't seen her up close.
Oh, honey.
So they're showing her face. I'm glad they put her name up. Because at first they weren't naming her.
Right.
And I was like, they need to call her name and embarrass the fuck out of her.
Child, Black Twitter got on that shit and got everybody name and put it out there.
I just don't understand who these people are that not one, but five, six people could be in the vicinity and allow that to happen.
Yeah, I don't get it. And they were, and to me, they were too old for that.
Too old.
In your mid-20s, some of y'all already started reproducing. That's some, I mean, you might say some younger kids, you know, bad judgment,
right,
like some college educated.
With children.
With children in your mid-20s, and that's how you are handling conflict?
Not to mention, I just, under what circumstances, I don't understand what could have precipitated that. What could have necessitated you being, I mean, it's different if it's in the heat of the moment and like, you know, come on, let's get it in. And we're both, you know, but it sounds like there was some premeditation here.
Absolutely. That
you had time to think about this.
Yes.
And you had time after the deed to think about what you was going to say.
Yeah. And plot and come up with your story. And everybody was involved. Because
everybody
went to the room.
Everybody went to the room?
Yes, everybody, from what we know, everybody was in the fucking room. So this didn't, more than likely, to me, especially how calm the dude was that was recording, when he like, dang, Quella, can't you even just fight back? He was so calm. You know, there was no, I mean, like, if you think you and two people you're vacationing with, all of a sudden, one of them slugging it out, that's shocking. He didn't sound the
so then he had to, that makes me think that he had to have been in on it. He had his camera
in
ready.
In some way. Absolutely.
He had his camera ready and he didn't seem very he seemed pretty nonchalant about it.
Oh, completely.
Not even surprised, like, hey, what y'all doing?
Hold up. But and so I was wondering, this is gossip and I don't know. People were saying, though, they believed the two guys were undercover lovers or something, which.
Sound like it. He sounded, I mean, not that being gay has a sound, but he sounded effeminate to me on I didn't see him, but
all of it was some shit somebody that ministrates, you know, would participate in, and I've been making this point for a little bit on this podcast about how a lot of men today don't function in even the most basic of traditional male roles. I went to college with some ignorant ass niggas. Some of them was ignorant, but I tell you what, I still can't imagine them sitting back and letting two girls go at like that. Like it, like a man, just at your base level of a man, is gonna be like, y'all stop, go back in there, stop.
A man is yes.
A man is not gonna sit there like with the other girls like, girl, come on.
Right.
That's strange.
Yes, it's that very strange.
Strange as fuck as a man to do that, and it was two of them in there.
To me, that's a conspiracy. It's premeditated. They were all in on it. I hope something happens to all of them. Because they can't live. There's no way you can, unless they're killing people on a regular, how are you going to live with yourself? How can you go back to business as usual? How can you go back home and go back to your job and you just didn't kill somebody?
Yeah. But, you know, those individuals, even if somehow all of them don't get prosecuted in some way, they're not ever going to rest.
They're not going to have peace.
They're not ever going to rest, especially in the Black community.
No.
Because it was Black people who figured out who the fuck they were.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Made it public, went on all their social media until they start shutting them down. got their numbers, start calling.
Good.
Black people already, before this became a national story, was on that ass.
Good.
So they will never, ever function in the Black community, even if somehow some of them don't get punished.
They're going to have to go move to Mexico.
You're going to have to go. Because I'm going to tell you, Black people, they're not playing. They are not playing with them on this one. They're not playing with them. So, but you know what? I've also learned something else through this. Something that I guess I'm too old or I don't get.
Mm-hmm.
So through people talking about this, I've heard younger people say things like, well, everybody got some fights on their phone.
Really?
Yes. I'm like, no, everybody don't.
That's sick.
Ask.
That's sick. I do know there was a phenomenon back in the day before everybody had cell phones. If a fight was breaking out, people would gather or people would gawk, you know.
Yeah.
Come almost like a train wreck, you know, you can't help it. Who fighting, you know, but I've never watched like the World Star stuff. I never watched it because I always thought that it was ignorant. Like, why would somebody be videotaping and then posting somebody getting hurt like that? There's nothing entertaining to me about that. So the fact that you say that young people are like, everybody has a fight on their phone. That's kind of sick.
Yes.
Signs of the times.
It is definitely signs of the time, but that is a part of current popular culture because people posting fights, you can go on the internet and spend hours watching fights.
Is it Black people?
Mostly. Yes. Yes. But one more time, what I learned through this is that it is so ingrained and normal that these people didn't even realize how crazy they sound with what they were saying. Well, everybody, you know, but you still wouldn't. I'm like, everybody got fights on their phone?
I don't understand that. I really have been wrecking my brain trying to figure out what would make somebody do that. Now, tell me what you have learned or what your assessment is of so-called friends.
Oh man.
So you said that you have experience with people who were supposed to be, why would somebody say they're your friend and then basically hate on you?
You know, it's a love hate relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it literally is both.
Mm-hmm.
Like on some levels they do fuck with you, you know, and this stuff does tend to happen to people that are likable.
Right. Okay.
And sometimes your likability alone is enough to make certain types of people just have a certain amount of resentment towards you, or however people perceive, you know, your life to be charmed to some degree, whether it's you got a boyfriend who don't cheat on you or when we go out, you get most of the attention or. You never know. People are jealous of like the most basic shit. And from what I can tell from this situation, that's what it sounded like to me. That is exactly what it sounded like to me.
So let me ask you this. How can, for the young people out there and older people too, how can we protect ourselves from this type of hate, or how can we, if not from the hate, then from being in spaces where people have a love hate relationship, how do we counter that? What can we do to protect ourselves?
You know, I think it's a few things. Frenemies is not a new concept.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if everybody's had them, even if you haven't realized it in real time or not, everybody's had them. Did you ever have a situation where your mom would be like with somebody, they'd be like, she not really your friend?
Oh, yes.
And you'd be like, what are you talking about?
Yes.
How do you know? Yes. Like, why are you always trying to ruin things for me?
Yep.
So this, it's nothing new. but it kind of reminds me when they were talking about Jeffrey Dahmer, like, do we be mad at Jeffrey Dahmer, or do we look at the greater reason why so many of these minorities were so economically challenged that they could be lured in for small amounts of money? So to me, it's sort of that too. Frenemies are nothing different. It's nothing new about a group of girls saying we don't like her. That's not new. The thing that makes it particularly toxic is the invention of cell phone cameras and social media, to where there is this entertainment in public shaming.
Yeah, yes.
And there's this entertainment off of the destruction of Black bodies, even if it's Black bodies on Black bodies.
That's
doing
just,
there's a whole industry. There's a whole industry based off of this. Even when I talked about the Zeus Network, and now that's TV, you know, some of my guilty pleasures, most of those shows are based off of Black people at some point fighting.
I just don't get it.
Entertainment. I mean, that's industry. People have made whole careers out of this aspect of our culture, which is why I say, to some degree, we're all complicit in it. There's nothing new about a group of girls not liking another girl. That's cool. But you're supposed to live to tell about it.
Yeah, you are.
The thing is, when even college educated women feel that it is acceptable behavior to physically assault someone because either they don't like her or they feel it doesn't matter. That your mentality of what's acceptable, that you feel that you should do that and that's okay, that your other friends feel that they should record it and share it. That's sick.
To me, though, there are two issues at play. One issue, obviously, is the fighting for entertainment sake, or recording or watching or gawking at fighting for entertainment sake. That to me is sick. That makes me sick. Like, literally want to throw up. The other part, though, which is the part, you know, I feel like we have more control over, or maybe not, is the fact that there are people out there. There are, I guess you could say, spirits out there who act like they like you. They will be in your face. Mm-hmm. They will try to be in your space, try to be in your company, try to absorb your energy, hate you.
Yeah.
And that is the thing that I'm really struggling with. I'm really struggling with that, because it's like somebody opens up their heart to you, opens up their time and energy to you. And then you meet that with hate.
With hate.
I want to make sure that people are aware, you know, we just have to be aware, because I don't think it stops necessarily when you get older.
No,
I think it still sometimes, you know, shows up as older people, you know, because people are like, oh, who she thinks she is, because the grass always looks greener, you know, but we don't want to. I think this is a lesson for all of us. Just be careful out here, because everybody, everything that glitter ain't gold. Okay. And everything that everybody who say they're your friend are not your friends.
No.
And don't be so quick to put people in your camp. Exactly. I always tell my god sister that, like, she called everybody her friend. This is my cousin. This is my sister. Hey, sis, everybody's not your sis.
No.
You don't even know them. Like, do you know their last name? Do you know their middle name? You know their favorite color?
Mm-hmm.
You know where their mom and them live?
Yeah.
And yet you putting them in your camp, acting like we are the best of friends. Don't be so quick to I know for me, I'm very guarded. And maybe it's because I've had situations like that in the past. I'm just guarded. I'm like, I don't really have a lot of new friends.
Yeah.
And even the ones who, you know, back in the day, like, I'm, you know, we can be acquaintances, but I'm not about to go, you know, rock with you. I don't know you like that. I would tell any young person, any young woman, especially, just be careful out here. It's good to you know, don't change who you are, but just be aware. And everybody is not your friend.
No. Even if they pretend to be, it just isn't the case. it's not a comforting thought, but I think everybody knows. Everybody has experienced it. To me, I would think, you know, people that really do not like you. I remember back when we were in college, you were talking about it was some chicks over on your side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you were trying to like start a conversation.
Yes. You remember that?
Yes, because it was so funny.
Here my dumb ass. Hey, how's he doing?
Right.
So what do you like to do? One of them was like, what did she say? Who are you, the welcoming committee? Or she's like, no, she said, did I get the job? I was like, talk about deflated. I was like, I just slinked away like, oh.
But that's a prime example of like, say if you continue to push the issue, because sometimes, especially when you're younger, you just really, really want to fit in. Or say they figured out you had something that they wanted, like transportation or something.
Right, right.
So they start fucking with you, but they still feel like this bitch asks too many questions. You know, she weird. But that's how those scenarios come up. They never go like you. Some people just are not.
They're just never gonna like, and that's okay. Like you, everybody's not gonna like you, but don't try to make it fit. Don't try to make
right.
Put you know. Don't try to force it. Like I obviously did. I'm like, y'all gonna love me and you. No, they did not love me.
Oh my God! And the other thing is, you can't be afraid to be alone, because sometimes that's what it means.
Good point.
Yeah, sometimes that's what it means, and you got to be able to eat that for real. Mm-hmm. You will be better off for it. Same thing for like romantic relationships. That shit don't seem to fit. Leave it alone.
Preach on, preacher.
Leave it alone.
Preach on, preacher.
Sometimes mm-mm. That's just the way it is. So
yeah, coming from two introverts, but
yeah.
I mean, I get it. My heart just breaks for that young lady's family and the fact that she suffered.
Right.
She suffered. And it's just, I just don't know. There are people who are walking among us, around us, who have the capacity or the propensity to do such a thing.
Absolutely.
I would never think in a million years that a college educated Black woman would be capable of such, but
right.
Clearly they are out here. They are out here and they may be predacious or predatory. So yep. Be careful, young ladies, be careful, older women.
And if you have any level of success within your life, and that can be anything for
ain't
other
that
people.
A damn shame. Yeah. It could be anything. Marriage, kids. Some people can't have kids. Some people have never been married. Some people don't have a good job. You know, I mean, it could be anything. Some people don't have a slim body and they hating on you because you got long hair or something. People used to hate. I know people used to hate on you because you had long
hair. They did.
Crazy.
Right. Which is nuts, but it was like a given. That shit was all the time. All the time. And like, I could like feel it when they would have to like give it up to me, but they usually would come and touch my hair or some shit. Oh, your hair's so long. Look at you.
Because they didn't think it was real.
Right. Like, you wearing a wig? Not at the time. No, I wasn't, but now no, I guess.
It's my hair. Yeah, but so you're right. It's not new, but it's a different day and age, apparently. People don't mind ending your life. People do not mind ending your life, and it's a shame. Mm-hmm. I do want to say before we end, rest in peace to one of the yummiest people that I grew up loving, and that's Irene Cara.
Oh, yeah. I loved her, too. I know. I said
yummy
that.
And fearless.
Thank you for the memories.
Yes.
Thank you for the memories. Yeah.
Maniac.
She was special.
Right? Who didn't want to be Irene
Cara?
Oh
my God. everybody thought they needed to go to a performing arts high school. Remember how popular Fame was? That's crazy.
Yes, yes. Crazy. And it's still, some, a lot of it still holds up today. Some of
and,
it.
And how did we not know Leroy was gay?
Yeah.
How did we not know?
Like, what?
I mean, he's not gay. He's gay.
Oh, how did we not know? I didn't know Adam Ant was gay either. So there's that.
Yeah. I didn't know Merv Griffin. Is that his name?
Merv Griffin was very, yeah, he was gay.
I look at it now and he is flaming. But like when I watched him before, I didn't see it.
It was like straight over my head.
Straight over my head.
Like Merv. Yeah,
I
Merv.
I saw a cut of him last night. That motherfucker. Like, is.
How did we miss this? Because we weren't looking for it then.
We know. I had no. No,
we let him get away with a lot of shit.
A lot.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, review, subscribe, and share. It helps other listeners find us. And don't forget to follow us at Yummy Fearless on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and even Pinterest, where you'll find additional content from today's show and also our highly curated He Can Get It list. As always, you can listen to the Yummy and Fearless podcast with the Side Chicks on Apple iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, and Spotify. And if no one else has told you today, we love you and thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following at Podfix on Twitter, official_Podfix on Instagram, at Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.